So we're starting the show. There he is. Hey, check it out, dude. I got the Fortnite Balenciaga hat. What are you doing?
Oh, Fortnite Balenciaga hat. This is a duo show. If you want free promo, you better come correct, all right? There's two people on this fucking show. Go ahead.
What do you mean? What?
What is that?
iPad.
Nice.
It's a new iPad.
You got Cocoa Melon on there?
Yeah. I was just playing it.
Yeah?
I was just playing Roblox. That's what the show's going to be from now on. This.
Just you shooting up an apartment.
He's
on Roblox?
Me? On me? On me?
Oh, man, you playing COD over
Fortnite?
There?
Fortnite on an iPad? That's why I have the hat.
No, we're playing Roblox.
Yeah, Roblox.
We won't be playing Fortnite until we get a proper care package, okay?
Yeah.
Until then, it's Roblox. Good morning.
Good morning. Is the show on now?
Yeah, the show is on now. The show is on now.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
You know how much this fucking thing's worth?
Not enough.
You just threw it across the fucking room.
Yeah. No free promo unless
piece
they come
of garbage.
Back. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. You also want the hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? Send us something fucking cool. Please. I honestly think that like maybe I'm beefing a little bit with Balenciaga. See, with you last weekend, it was Homestead. Homestead, right? That was the company?
Yeah. By the way, Cameron and me, Homestead, we're coming for you. Go ahead.
And you're still fucking blocked, by the way.
Yeah.
Fuck you. But now my corporate beef is with Balenciaga because they're fucking playing with me.
Yeah.
They're playing little games.
Yeah.
They are. They think they can just push my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think? Huh? Social media intern for Balenciaga? You thought this was funny, huh? This was super funny. Oh, wait. I saw what he said on the podcast about the NASA backpack. So let's send him another care package in a box, by the way, that was this big. The box was this big. It showed up at my door. I'm like, what the fuck could this be? Take some scissors, open it up. Balenciaga? They must have heard what I said. And maybe this time they sent me a fucking t-shirt or something that I could actually wear.
Yeah.
Right? So then I lift up the gift package inside the box. It's a little bit smaller, probably three times as small as the box actually was. The rest was just tissue paper, right?
Right.
I look at that. I said, okay, a little light. What could, maybe it's a wallet.
Yeah.
You know, something of value, mm-hmm. right? I peel it open. I look inside and all I see is the Fortnite logo staring at me. I said, you fuckers. You fuckers. You think this shit is funny? Do you? You think this is funny? Good gag, you guys. So good. It's not funny.
I'll tell you what is funny. When whoever sent you that hat gets fired because they get caught. What are you doing sending merch to podcast hosts? You're fucking fired. You're an idiot and you're fired. I listen to their podcast. We don't care. You're fired. That's going to be the funniest part.
But I don't understand. It's a Fortnite. It's our Fortnite clap. It's much cooler. I don't care what you think about this. It's much cooler than that.
You're actually, we're going to get a cease and desist to delete the episode and for you to send it back to them after he gets caught having sent you that hat.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're in space, so you can't cease and desist anything. The only C is and D's you'll get is yep. 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 I don't even have to say it. You took that one.
I said this on the live show, but I have to tell them about this because it was such a fucking ridiculous moment, okay?
What?
And they would have, just the audience would have loved to have seen this.
When we killed that baby?
When we no, no, that was
no oh.
with all the tobacco products.
Oh, you wasn't mean that? when we put on when we had those two performers come out and have sex so brutal that even the devil would clutch his rosary?
Yeah, we hired them from the box.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. No, what moment?
When
we shot that person's dad.
Well, no, that was more of like a sad moment. That wasn't as funny.
Yeah, kind of. He was 80.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
We took a pee break, right? Or no, it was during the Cody and Noel do or whatever. Like, yeah. 70% of the show is live, and then we have like pre-recorded stuff that we play.
Yeah.
To like, so we can go like pee and shit like that. And so the Cody pee. And Noel do
Wait,
is-
hold on, hold on. Playing. Let's get something clear. I don't pee, I piss.
I went for a wee. I went for a wee. I went to the loo for a wee.
Could you direct me to the loo so I could wee?
So I'm standing over there, right? And one of the kids that we had come in to play a trick-or-treater.
He didn't play.
Sorry, he was an actual trick-or-treater.
Take that again.
So one of the kids that we had come in, that was one of the kids that came in and was a trick-or-treater, mm-hmm. right? He was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And his brother was there too, probably a little bit older than him. It's like 12, right? Yeah. And they were still in the ship when I went to take a wee in the little girl's room. And I'm standing there, standing against the wall like this, waiting for the bathroom. And his little brother, again, who's like 11 or something like that, comes up to me. He's like, dude, big fan, man. He like daps me up. I'm like, thanks, man. And he was like, do you know Sea of Thieves? And I was like, yeah, isn't that like a video game or something? He's like, see if these nuts fit in your mouth. 11 years old.
And you dapped him up prior? That's fucking
right before too. And I was like, and he was like, ha, 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 and just walked away. And I was like,
Then you had to go take a wee.
Yeah, and then I piddled.
Yeah, you piddled. Yeah, yeah.
I took a little tinkle.
You thought about peeing standing up, but you sat down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Forward.
Yeah.
I sat down facing the wall.
Yeah.
On the toilet hurt. Like this. And I tinkled, and that was a sad moment for me.
What's so, that?
Anyways, fuck you, Balenciaga. Fuck yeah. You.
Yeah. Get that shit out of here.
Getting fucking played. That kid, Balenciaga.
You're getting owned.
Back the fuck off. Let me live. All right.
Also,
God damn it.
When after that kid said that to you, I love this. He's trying to. After that kid said that to you, they should have just handed you. Isn't there like a roadside assistance cup for women, so they can pee on the side
for
of the
weeming?
Road? Yeah, for weemen.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, for weemen. Yeah, when they're weeing. I thought there's like this like rubber cup that it was like sold on an infomercial that women could use like if they're, you know, driving somewhere. They have to pee on the side of the road. You haven't seen that shit?
No, Google that.
Yeah, it's like an oil change funnel.
Google
repurposed
women
for women
on side of road.
Yeah, with cup.
No, don't Google that.
No, Google that. Yeah, I thought it was like this, you know, it was like an attachment.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
And it gave, you know,
cup?
Maybe it like no. it like turned the vagina into like the nose of the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz. So it could just like
yeah, don't just search. I meant like that was the beginning of the search and then you should add some shit onto that.
Women peeing on side of the road. Yeah, start describing hair color and shit. Yeah, that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Pitch yeah. and Trek. Oh, it's like for truck. Hikers?
Yeah, that's what they should have gave you after he hit you with the Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, yeah.
He should have just been like, ha, 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 then slapped that on your chest. Go pee into a trash can, loser.
Yeah, it sucked. I like the juicy tracksuit.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm looking like someone's mom today.
Yeah.
That's how fast I had to be here. I had to put on a tracksuit so I'd be aerodynamic getting to the ship. I ran straight to the gateway.
Did you?
I saw it waiting. It's like everyone waiting on the ship. It was glowing blue. I fucking hopped out of my car and then yeah. And when I jumped into it, I went ass first. I jumped and turned around and yeah.
Oh, butt first. Like
yeah,
that.
And I grabbed my legs and I.
Oh, you didn't jump and grab your legs like this?
No, some days I do that. Yeah, I do the splits, legs up in the air and just go wide.
So that when it drops you on the ship,
yeah.
You land in the splits.
Yeah. No, I land on my back.
Yeah. And it hurts.
Just...
Oh. What's up, boys? I'm here.
Can Came straight to it. You know, I have to say, from my place to getting up to the ship, I was putting a smoking hot lap. I've never driven that reckless.
Really?
I'm not proud of that. But there was no one on the road, so, you know.
It's your go-kart driving.
A little bit.
Rubbing off on your city driving a little bit.
Not even. It was just more like, there's this long stretch that I drive down, and how rare it is to hit four green lights in a row.
Yeah.
I saw them all. Man, it was like a movie. It was like, bing, bing, bing.
That's
like,
just LA in general.
Yeah.
Why didn't they time any of the lights?
But it was one of those moments where I'm just like, I gotta get this. And the feeling of going down that street with no stops, man, that, like, I came. I got to that fifth stoplight and I just went, That's why it took me so long to get here. I was late the remaining.
And so
drive.
That's why you had to change from your real outfit.
Yeah.
Into your
my aerodynamic outfit.
Yeah, yeah. I see. Yeah.
No, actually I had the Trek and whatever. What's the pea cup?
But for coming?
For coming, yeah. Quick top off. Just threw it out the window.
Yo, here's another little beef story. We have more beef, actually.
Yeah.
We do have more beef.
We can talk about it. I do quickly want to update everyone on the homestead situation.
Oh, okay.
Was that in the bonus? We talked about in the main.
We talked about that in the main, at the very beginning of the main.
Yeah, whatever. Little update. So, you know, you don't have to go brigading their comments. That's not what I was looking for. But some people took it upon themselves, and the comments were really funny. The irony of the whole thing was, I don't know if it's really irony, but they posted a picture of the place I stayed at. That was like their social media post for the day.
Wait, after the episode came out?
Yeah.
To stick it to you?
No, I think they had no clue.
No way, dude. Yeah. It was the same fucking person that sent me the Balenciaga hat.
Maybe, yeah.
Contracts for both companies.
Yeah, it's just one intern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get fired.
Fuck you.
So they post that picture, and you know, if you go to their other posts, their engagement is ass.
Yeah.
Like one comment, like one bot comment. It's like, ooh, beautiful, or someone being like, I'm all alone and pussy wet.
I shouldn't have said this.
Yeah. Don't look at my story.
Yeah, that's the one. I can't believe I posted that.
Don't look at my story. Anyway, the post, someone sends it to me and they're like, damn, they're already getting them. I was like, uh-oh. I was a little nervous. I didn't know what you guys were going to do. It's 44 comments.
Okay.
All of them just really nice variations. That's dope. When did the CEO come on the bed? Sick. Does this house come with cum stains? Imagine paying X dollars for cum stains. Wow, your CEO must come. It was just like all CEO come.
Oh, and damn it.
Went a few posts back. So they limited comments on everything and they deleted that post, you know, like some bitches. And
have they not reached out to you directly still?
No.
What?
No, yeah.
That's absurd. I'm surprised the caption wasn't like, our beautiful remote place
with a very
in Joshua
clean
Tree
bed.
That is not spooky at all.
Yeah. And it's a very clean bed.
And very clean sheets.
And our CEO does
which are
not
dark gray, not black.
yeah. Which have asphalt gray sheets, okay? And dark obsidian is the color of the comforter.
And barely any cum.
And the only place to cum is here, okay? The only type of coming people do is here.
It's here, and they enjoy their stay normally.
And they're not freaked out because it's not spooky, and it is not on an uncomfortable place.
And anyone who thinks it is a pussy. That's the caption. It's like this long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so hurt about it.
So, and so many people were like, hashtag refund Noel. I was like, I kind of like this. It's kind of like I went to jail or something. It's like, free me. Like,
I would go to the page and look at those right now on my iPad here,
yeah.
But I fucking blocked them. So.
Yeah, as you should.
I can't look at shit.
Yeah, that was their tone with me when I was like talking to them about it.
Yeah, sorry,
you're just blocking them again?
I was on the pad. What's up?
You just unblocking them to block them again?
Yeah. Yeah, just to stick it to them.
Yeah. Double blocked?
I unblocked and then I commented refund Noel and then I blocked them again.
Nice. So immediately removed your comment.
Yeah, but they got the notification.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, they, like, that was their tone with me, obviously, when they were going back and forth with me. We didn't even go back and forth. I wasn't even a dick or anything. I was just cool. I'm like, and I went back and read what I said. And I was like, dude, I was doing more to figure it out than they were. I was like, oh, do you maybe have another place open nearby? Like, I'm willing to that. And they're just like, no. No. Everything's booked. Go fuck yourself. It's a nice house. It's not scary. And so, yeah, it should have been like a not.
It's October, you pussy. You're supposed to be a little spooked out, all right? It's fucking October. It's in the theme.
You clearly haven't been to a haunted house yet this month. We know.
Yeah.
So just get spooked out a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other house I could... How about this? Sack the fuck up, dude. How about that?
Dude, is there any other house I could go to? They just sent me a screenshot of a security camera in the house just watching us, like a secret one. Just like... That's a empty corner. How are you doing that? Sack the fuck up. You get what you paid for.
You think this is scary?
Yeah.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. Wait till our CEO gets down there.
Yeah. It'd be funny if they sent you a picture of like a bounce house or something like that. And they were like, here you go. Here's a house for you, little bitch child.
Little pussy.
Little pussy. How's this? This is a ball pit. Yeah. Fucking Chuck E. Cheese. This seems like it's more suited for you, you fucking little bitch.
They just fucking, they get that shit from kindergarten, that big like rainbow parachute that everyone would run under. They're like, oh, maybe this would be a better home for you. You fucking weenie. Look, it's got lots of bright colors for you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. All of our panic rooms are booked.
They're like, we have an escape room nearby if you want to sleep in that. It's up to you. Yeah, I would have almost preferred a 9-paragraph subtweet. Yeah. We could keep this going.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're just convinced that, you know, like some like anal like realtor was like, no, this is a beautiful home. It's like, it's not.
Yeah.
It stinks. It fucking sucks. And everyone that likes that house probably does sex trafficking. I don't know. It's just,
and you can quote him on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put that in the fucking New York Times. Oh, no. I'm going to start like a whole other like conspiracy. Like, remember when Wayfair, everyone's like, the $40,000 hat. Yeah. They're hiding kids. Yeah. They're going to do the same shit with Homestead. Mm-hmm. On the TMG podcast, Noel said this house came with cum stains.
Well, so now we have Homestead beef, right? We have Balenciaga beef. And I don't really see an end in sight for either of those.
Nah.
But now we have celebrity beef as well.
Do we want to do this?
Machine Gun Kelly, hit me up.
No.
No, I'm kidding. But could you imagine?
I would have been like, yeah. That'd beam be up sick. To the shit, man. Slap us both.
No, it's not that. It's, do we want to? I feel like actually, yeah, I think it's fine. So we noticed that Gary Vee follows us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, we've DM'd a little bit now, believe it or not.
I tried, but he left me on red. Sorry, Gary. You want the smoke. It's all right. I understand.
Well, I mean, like, it's better than what he sent me.
Yeah.
He's sending me his own stuff where he talks about, like, people that hate on other people.
Oh, yeah. You hate her?
And he's just like, send me that, and then I'll just like it. And I'm not really sure what the relationship is at this point.
He's cucking you.
Does he hate us? Does he like us? I have no idea.
I don't know. We have to find out.
That's a wild thing to do. Send DM someone a clip of yourself saying something to someone else that's vaguely related to like the... It's just crazy.
Yeah, real Homestead moves right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of a boss-ass move, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to write anything. I'm going to send you a clip that I already recorded because that's how little I care about this conversation.
I already spoke about
this. I already said some shit. I'm not even going to waste my time breathing, writing new words.
You should have responded by like downloading the TikTok of us talking about him and then just sending him the raw file. So it's like play video and he opens it and it's just us. You like Dogecoin, right? picture your family eating 5,000 marbles.
Picture yourself microwaving vomit and then eating the vomit.
You like racing, right?
Gross, Gary B.
Yeah. You like racing, right?
Yeah.
Picture going into the urinal at 4 o'clock and eating the shit produced from all the adrenaline of all drivers on track that day.
Dude, so many people in the bonus said that we actually made them almost puke. And the thing is, with the people that are listening right now, you don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we had like a gross out challenge at the end of the last bonus episode where we like tried to make the audience vomit. Imagine popping a pimple directly into your mouth.
Imagine witnessing a bowl of Italian gnocchi and you bite into the first one and you realize they're all cysts.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Someone is sitting at their desk right now and just went.
So you want to know about Shiba Inu coin, huh? Imagine a bucket of hot diarrhea sitting in the sun. Yeah, this is the one he sent me.
I watched this.
Play it.
Want to do, or you might be thinking is interesting, because you say no. You say no, that's stupid. That's stupid. While you're saying that's stupid, or she's stupid, or they don't get it, or that's ridiculous, or shit's fucked up, people are out here fucking executing. Fucking talking shit from the sidelines, eating a fucking hot dog and drinking a Slurpee has nothing to do with the athletes on the field. Remember that.
The sports analogy there. I thought he was talking about this slushy cup that we had. Yeah.
I was going to say, hey, there's a lot of people on TikTok who disagree with that.
Yeah.
So, man, don't shit on the slushy cup, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Sitting on the sidelines. I mean, does this count? We're in space.
No, we're above. You can't
get much more sidelined than us.
You can't get much more condescending than space. We're literally looking down on everyone.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You can't really.
Yeah. This is the DM. He said, had to do it. Which I don't know, also don't know what that means. Like, had to send this to you or had to say it because you suck?
Probably because, yeah, I think.
Yeah. See, I don't think he actually dislikes us. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's really easy to make fun of, but obviously he knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems, like, he always comments on people that, like, roast him.
Yeah.
And the dude who does the impersonation of him.
Yeah, he said it was really funny.
Yeah, so. I don't think he takes any of it personally.
Well, I think right now it might be a little bit of a beef. And yeah, I don't know, slightly, it's kind of like a skirt steak. A little beef.
You know be the ultimate?
What?
That was nice. Sorry, I didn't acknowledge that. That was nice.
Yeah,
skirt steak. You know what? I'm gonna big you up on the live show real quick. When you handed the dip pouch to the little trick-or-treater, people felt that the majority of people slept on your bit about you'll be buzzing. They didn't.
I didn't even put that together.
I know. That was like, because you were just talking about like head buzz, yeah. Whatever. But everyone's like, dude, no one, there's a few comments, I shouldn't say everyone. A few comments out of the many were saying, did no one put together a buzzing and she's a bee? Come on.
So I definitely meant to make that joke, and that was totally planned, and I'm really at that level. Seriously, it's crazy. But though the best part of that whole clip is her little, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll be buzzing all night.
Okay.
So fucking funny.
Nailed it.
God damn. That, like, everything about that clip, the way that the camera angles switch, it's perfect. Fucking perfect.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I shed a tear when I watched
that shit was live.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. And how? There's a, she's 4 years old. Literally, yeah. You cannot depend on a 4-year old to do anything.
Yeah.
And she could not have been more perfect.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably a little bit, you know, from just going straight up to a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Her and her mom.
Yeah.
So I guess we just, her mom's hands were really funny to me too.
Yeah. Those were really funny.
Just go. go into their whatever that is.
Yeah. Whatever they're going to give you.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, get some candy.
This weird place. No.
She comes back. Holy fuck. Wait, you got grizzly wintergreen?
Takes it out.
Yeah, yeah. That's mine now.
Mm. Yeah, that's for you.
Mama's buzzing.
And her mom's actually a bee.
Queen bee. All right,
our comedy periods are synced up.
I'm going to play some Fortnite.
No. We do have a bit of a skirt steak with these people, but you know what would be the ultimate?
What?
Gary comes on the show,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you want to know something, Noel? I own Homestead. Those sheets? You're welcome.
While you're worried about cum stains on the sheets...
People are sleeping
people
in that
are
bed.
Out there executing on coming onto other sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's our little beef.
That's our skirt steak.
Yeah, little beef.
Tiny little beef. That's our tartar for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do tea on this podcast.
We do tartar.
We do tartar.
That's good.
That's when it's raw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef tartar. You know what's good? Chicken tartar. You know what? That's actually a thing somewhere?
Yeah, I know it's a thing, but you've eaten it?
No, never.
I thought chicken tartar is for dogs.
Like, no, I think it's even unhealthy for them, honestly.
Yeah, it's just dog food.
No, because you have to cook chicken. You can't give a dog raw chicken.
I thought dogs can process raw meat.
Yeah, raw steak and stuff like that, just like humans can.
I think you can give.
Can
a
do- you?
Yeah, I think you can give a dog raw chicken.
No.
Google that. Google that. Woman peeing on side of road.
Wouldn't the dogs get salmonella?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah, dude, you're the one sitting in front of a literal computer, Luke. Why are you asking us? So am I, though. Wait, I'll actually look that up.
Why did you get an iPad?
Women peeing on side.
You have one too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you have one too, dude.
That's about to be iPadless.
We're the pad boys. This is literally the ultimate. Like, I bet you Gary Vee is jealous of this chair.
I made
Could this
chair.
Not be more perfect for him?
Yeah.
Like, you could not be. Like, this is for a busy guy, this is the perfect chair.
Bro.
You can broadcast, look shit up, do work, emails.
Hook me up to my Amazon. Like burger feed,
yeah.
Like just that comes through the tube,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I'll never leave this seat. Just
yeah, yeah. Trading.
You know, you can feed a dog raw chicken. Okay,
if you
dog.
Find your dog in the middle of munching some raw chicken. Don't panic.
It's a new raw chicken you bought in the supermarket. And prepare.
They'll be fine. Yeah, you're right.
However, if it's unwashed and fresh from the market, take it away from your dog at once. First of all, you don't wash chicken, man. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, who washes their chicken?
Some people do it. Some people have, like, superstition about that shit.
What?
Mm-hmm. I grew up around people like that.
Washing chicken?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That grossed me out.
That's so weird, yeah.
I'd be, like, 8 years old, like, don't do that. And they'd be like, shut up before we put you in the pan. Okay. Yeah, no, fuck me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I just had a crazy memory. Sorry.
No, it's fine, dude.
I just before we get off. No, it's worth it. It's worth the interruption. What? I watched my grandma behead a chicken.
No way, a live one?
A live one, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they like.
Did it run around without its head?
Nah, they like went to this market and they like got a bunch of food and then they just brought it back like in a like. There's no way this market was legal. And this chicken's just like. She just got it. In her hand. This is my great grandma. No. Way more gangster, like way too comfortable. Just like it's like bucking and going crazy and she's just smiling. She's like, give me that knife. Give me that knife. And she takes it, she goes to the side of the place, and like me and all my cousins were like, what the fuck? And she's just smiling, just looking back a little bit, just like, yeah.
How old were you?
10? 9 or 10?
Oh my God.
She's just looking back like, yeah. She's like, turn around. You don't want to see this. Turn around.
Where's your grandma from? Almost got you.
A cold place. Metaphorically cold. Yeah. She's from Antarctica. She hasn't seen live food in 20 years. She got so excited that she could see a live chicken. She had to smite it.
I'm just laughing at the chicken running around like gobbling. And your grandma just grabs it. Shut the fuck up.
See, kids, this is what happens when you don't stay quiet, all right? You guys going to talk in the car ride home?
Bro, her hands were like covered in blood, and she just had chicken head and knife in one hand and like empty neck in the other. And she just laughing. She's like, someone get the hose, please. We're like, ah! Yeah.
Grandma, what the fuck?
Yeah. Everyone's crying.
Yeah.
All the adults laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You ever killed a lobster? You ever done that?
No. What's that like?
Horrifying. My first time, like, you could feel the life, like, being removed from this living creature.
Did you say
creature.
Removing? Oh, my God, dude. Call your parents right now and tell them to disown you. You said removing on a podcast.
I didn't
podcast.
Say removing. I said removing.
I said reboobing, okay? Just leave me alone.
You reboobed a lobster?
Yeah.
No, literally, this thing's like, it's a California lobster, so it's like this big. My friend dives, and so last year he was like...
You said my friend died. I'm like, what's going on?
I killed him, too. Lobster killed him, so I had to take revenge on the lobster.
All right, so you get the lobster.
My friend dives.
Yeah.
And... every year, like now it's lobster season in California. I think October is like, every year he goes out and he dives and he gets a bunch of lobsters and he gives them to people.
Yeah.
And you can't get them at restaurants for some reason. They don't like serve them. I don't know why. They're like endangered or something. So you can't really sell them.
Yeah.
You can only like, the only way you can actually eat these things, I'm pretty sure, is if you are a diver yourself and you get them, or if someone gives them to you.
Damn.
And they're fucking gigantic. These things are like this big.
Yeah.
And so he drops three off at my place in a bucket. And when he said, like, do you want some lobster? I was like, yeah. I thought he was going to, like, prep it for me and shit like that. He drops off three live lobsters.
You just have
like,
fucking...
Yeah.
In a box.
Yeah.
You're just like, ah.
I'm like, ah, what the fuck do I do? And he was like, well, you got to kill it first before you cook it. And so the way you do it is you hold down the front part and then you grab the tail and you just rip the half of its body off and then watch it die. And it squeals. It screams. So the whole time, and it's hard to get the tail off because you're like pulling this thing's fucking guts out. And so I'm like, oh, and it's like, and I was like, yes.
I was going to scream like more a groan.
Just like, fuck.
Yeah, you just make it like, oh, shit. Brother, what the fuck?
It's just, ow! Ow! Why? So much pain!
Oh. Oh. Ugh. Oh. Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Damn. Putting it back. Shit. Okay. Okay. Damn, that's so funny.
Yeah. First time I think I ever...
It's hilarious to rip apart a sea spider. Dang.
It sucked, but then I cooked it. And he was delicious. Bless you, lobster, for your bountiful meat.
Damn, bountiful meat?
Yeah.
Amongst us.
Amongst
us. I love... Lobster for their bountiful meat.
Ass meat, booty meat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you lobster are eating tail. Ass.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what the lyric should have been. If your chick come close to me, I'm going to eat the booty like
booty meat.
Fresh lobster booty meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
That would have been way better. Wait. That makes me think of this TikTok I saw. First of all, I like we're just laughing about shredding a fucking... organism.
It was
into.
Scarring, seriously.
That must have felt sick, though. That must have felt like you felt the power of being human right there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you held that fucker, you're like, you don't even know it's about to happen.
Because I was scared of it before, too. You know, it's like, got its pinchers, whatever. And they're like, yeah, if it, like, latches onto you, it fucking hurts. So I'm like, trying to avoid the thing, and then I just, fuck, wah! Pinch me now, fucker! No, I'm kidding.
PETA, did we get that? PETA, did we get that? Send him to jail.
I took no satisfaction. And then I killed two. Yeah, I killed two more.
You killed his whole family.
Yeah. No, I actually didn't. One was enough. I was like, I'm not doing this again. So I just let the other ones die.
Yeah, that's so way better.
They definitely suffered more than the one I killed.
You just leave them in the bucket?
Yeah, I just left them in the bucket.
Did you eat those guys too?
I think I put them in the dumpster, actually.
Can you imagine, like, can you imagine getting dragged out of fresh air into a bucket with, like, two other strangers? You're like, where are we going? Where are we going? Then one of you just gets lifted out of there. Like, help me! Ah! It's just you two in the bucket.
Wondering if that's going to happen to you.
But, and then you just get slumped off into a dumpster, and that's it. A raccoon just picking at your dead-ass corpse. Just...
Yeah.
We're not going to make it through the bonus, man. The bonus is toast after this shit. I'm dead. Bro, that makes me think of this TikTok. The caption... No, the dude's like, okay, if you ever need to, this is how to humanely kill a squid.
Okay.
Keyword, humanely.
Okay.
He's like, you hold it down like this, and you're just going to chop it behind the head, and then chop it behind the spine. It just changes colors and dies. I'm like, how is that humane? All right. Here's how you humanely kill a squid. You're just going to fucking... So horrible. Back of the skull caved in, and then, like, your L3 or whatever, just gone.
Here's how to humanely kill a squid. And takes out a gun.
Just grabs it by
the head.
Grabs it by the tail with the camera tracking, just onto the pavement. Just swing it. Just fucking...
Just slam it on the fucking... Swing it against the wall.
Here's how you... Here's how you humanely kill a squid. Just slides over a food blender. Just cut that shit up.
Bottom first.
Yeah.
Brain last.
Remember, brain last. Remember, brain
ink
last.
Spraying fucking everywhere.
Brain always last. B-A-L. Brain always last.
Here's how to humanely kill a squid.
Yeah. Just walks it over to a fucking table saw. Just killing fish is so funny.
Yeah, sorry.
This episode is murderous.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's not funny, though.
It's not funny. If you're laughing at putting a live squid through a table saw, you're a bad person.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny. You should definitely not laugh at getting a bucket full of squids and throwing them into a lawnmower upside down. That's not funny.
A wood chipper. Just spraying out little bits of squid.
Damn it.
So what's up with Prince William?
Yeah, so in other news, Prince William...
What did he do?
I don't know. He's like trying to have an opinion on things. He's like so he's so clearly on like a PR tour. You know, he met up with KSI.
What?
Yeah, KSI posted this picture of him meeting the two. I don't know, bro. Maybe they were both at an event and it just sort of happened.
BBC News reported Prince William suggests entrepreneurs should focus on saving Earth rather than space tourism.
Bro, didn't your family, like, enslave people for, like, hundreds of years? Like, I don't think... You should just put your fucking money where your mouth is.
Yeah, can't, like, you?
Yeah, can't you save the Earth, stupid?
Like, could they have written a less controversial headline?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Literally no one is going to disagree with that. Except for William Shatner.
Dude. This is why the royal family is so dumb, because like they can never talk. So he thinks speaking is controversial.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an opinion.
Yeah.
On live television. And there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
We should not litter. Cool, man. Thanks.
Good. That's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome, man. Okay, coming
about,
up.
How about Jeff Bezos maybe tries to, I don't know, geez, save the earth?
Yeah, thanks, William. Your brother is in California. Is he doing anything interesting? Because this interview sucks.
I think we should be focused on saving the earth rather than trying to leave it. Cool. Isn't your family racist?
That's sick, man. Didn't you make your half-brother's mom, like, commit suicide or something? Like, didn't you do something like that? No, yeah, we should definitely have 3 trash cans. One for recycling. Yeah, no, good call, William. One for trash. Yeah. No, definitely. Oh, also, speaking of Prince William, we figured out what quote I was referring to with I am something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was I'm in your face with Vin Diesel
yeah.
from Fast and Furious. Cody called that out to me. I was like, yes, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Because there was a bunch face. Of, because that was, yeah, that was the energy. That was like the intonation that you were like mimicking when you were like, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like that. I don't know what the fuck that was.
That's what the squid sounded like. When it got smacked onto the concrete. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine now, yeah. That's what it was, though. It was, it's a meme. It's like a GIF that someone like edited from the first, that's from the first one, right? Fast and the Furious?
Is that from
and he goes, hey man, he was in your face. He was in my face. And he said, I'm in your face.
I'm in your face.
And then it goes back to Paul Walker and he has Vin Diesel's face.
Yeah. He was in my face.
Oh, such a fucking classic.
Watch your back! Hey man, he was in my face.
I'm in your face.
So good, cause
so fucking
oh,
good.
I'm in your face. Oh, God, okay, cause right, I'm in his face. Right,
in the face.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's in his face.
Why'd you bring the Buster back to the fore? Cause the Buster kept me out of handcuffs. Sorry.
But the amount of suggestions that we had about the face.
There was one from Entourage. I am Queens.
Yeah.
I am Queens or something. Queens.
There's I am the one who knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Pretty good impression, right? Yeah. That is from Breaking Bad.
Is this a?
What the fuck is this? No, don't play this. We're gonna get copyrighted. These channels are a bitch. Yeah. Fuck that. We have more. Megan Fox and MGK.
Oh, I'm going to need to eat a bagel before we laugh at this.
Yeah, if you didn't hear us go off last week, you probably did hear it, actually. Well, most of the stuff that they said was actually from this video that GQ posted. It's an interview with both of them.
Even better. Oh, I love the timestamp on this. Be abducted by a UFO. MGK, if you're interested, we can make that happen.
Yeah, dude.
We have one.
Yeah. We'd love to bring you up.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would, though.
No, he'd probably walk through that door and smack both of us and leave.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
He probably would.
Definitely smack both of us. At least he'd try.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be here to be smacked. That would be fucking hilarious. Beam him up. He walks on a set and we're just not there. Beam him up on like a Monday.
Yeah.
He's like, supposed to. Oh, no. The email just said the guys just want you on the show. So here you are.
Go for it. Rolling.
Do whatever you want. Okay, let's see this.
Hook, you stand by.
Okay, I'll give you a point for that. What's my favorite movie now? And if you don't know this, I'm going to be very upset at you. What's my favorite movie now? I can't wait for it to get cold, and I'm gonna make.
No! You don't have to go there. It's like an 8-series piece. We're talking about Harry Mother
hotter.
Yes.
Don't think that I'm not tapped in.
But which one is my favorite?
Obviously, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner
of Azkaban.
Yes, yes. That was a...
Fonzie, did you see the handshake?
Did he just like teach her to do like a blood handshake he learned from the internet?
I don't know. I couldn't believe that when I saw it. Play that again. Let's get an instant replay.
One is my favorite.
I'm Harry mother Potter.
Yes.
Don't think that I'm not tapped in.
We should do that every time.
Little rocket power handshake.
Harry motherfucking Potter, bitch. it's just violent. High five, dude. Good joke.
Thanks.
What's your favorite movie?
Harry motherfucking Potter. that was ridiculous, man. Did he have to like teach her how to do that shit? Like, were they just like sit at home? He's like, no, you're gonna go like this and then like that, and then it's cool.
I don't know. I think like between, you know, all the tantric night terrors or whatever the fuck.
Violent night terror sex. Yeah.
I think between the rosary sex.
Yeah.
They're practicing handshakes, maybe.
You think they do that while she's on top? Riding his shit. He's like, oh, damn. Killing this shit, Megan. Oh, you about to make me motherfucking cum. I don't know.
What's another one? We have another clip from this?
He didn't even say anything about getting abducted,
What
though.
Is my hidden talent? No, Buddha, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Okay.
She called him Buddha? High school. So high school. Was that not so high school?
Buddha?
What's my hidden talent? Babe, don't. Don't even go there.
What if it's something actually dope? Like she can do magic?
Yeah.
Don't. She's like, she can do magic.
Babe, what the fuck?
All right, pick a card. Doing David Blaine shit. Just...
No, she's really good at those sticks. You know the sticks where you juggle a third stick? What's that thing called?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that called?
Yeah, oh yeah, and then everyone's like, oh damn, that's fucking
he's
hard.
Like, babe, don't. And he's like, you know those weird like three sticks?
She's like,
really
right.
good at that. And she's like, babe, what the fuck? I just told you not to say that. All right, fine, yeah.
She can juggle, okay? They roll out three chainsaws. Here we go.
Devil sticks.
Oh,
that's the...
Maybe she is good with devil sticks.
Wow.
Them MGKs in the back leg. She's also good with another devil stick.
Yeah.
She's like, don't go there, Buddha. Putting that stick in the air. Damn, okay. Only PG answers, she says. Okay, what's the hidden talent?
PG-rated answers.
Okay, God. Well, one, your IQ is... If you were my Jeopardy partner, you would honestly win every single category. I've never... You are an almanac and encyclopedia and dictionary all in one.
An almanac?
Okay, so...
Pause. An almanac. That's a crazy statement to make. Yeah, my girl could tell you the weather all the way back to 1980 as it relates to irrigation and farming. Really?
And she's really good with devil sticks, too.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. She's just over there, super genius. In 1985, there was a crazy drought in rural Alabama because of the way the Gulf of Mexico was exhibiting, you know, fucking just like, whoa, shit. She relates to astrology as well. The pollution in the sky changed the way we observe the stars, and many people didn't realize that the Scorpios... Okay, damn. Damn.
That was a good joke.
Thanks, bro.
Ow! Fuck! Next clip, please.
Let's find out. What's my favorite way to decompress after a long day?
Babe.
Babe.
Don't Don't you say anything about devil sticks.
Honestly, she likes to suck me off.
Just really crass. What's my favorite way to decompress? Fucking my nut. Slurping off my dong.
Probably when I make you squirt.
Babe.
All right.
What the doctor said?
We cannot say that on camera.
How do you even know what it
because
is?
Because she...
Okay, look, what the doctor said was...
You are insane. Okay. We cannot say that on camera. Not say that on camera. That's your favorite way for me to decompress after a stressful day. What's my favorite way to decompress after a stressful day?
That would be tea and a foot massage and reading a book and watching a show together.
Probably crying a few tears.
Definitely crying.
Okay.
For sure.
From your pussy.
Damn. That dude has no pupil. Look at that shit. Empty ass eye, man. That is scary, bro. He has no color in there. It's just darkness. Bro, I'm just like, I'm picturing the crew right now. They're just filming pure silence. Babe, don't. I think it's when you like to suck off my big ass dick. Just holding it. Maybe it's when you gargle my big fat nuts in your mouth. She's like, don't. They're like,
what, you're saying the camera guy's saying
yeah,
that?
Like the camera just like, no. MGK saying that shit. Oh, fucking camera crew tries to get in on it.
I'm saying. I'm just picturing all these, like, old dudes who have had a crush on Megan Fox forever. You know what I'm saying?
Creepy, man. Creepy, no. We got to stop it right there. Stop it right there.
What is your favorite way to decompress?
Ugh. I'm more picture a producer than just, like, arguing and being uncomfortable. We cannot talk about that. Well, I don't know. You like to do anal.
Yeah.
Guys.
We actually can't put that on camera.
Sorry.
This is going on YouTube and, you know, the monetization rules, and I won't bore you with it, but you can't say that, okay?
MGK, maybe just weed. Maybe just say that.
Yeah.
Reference that again. I am weed, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think it's when she likes to suck my cock.
Okay. We'll take five and let's regroup. We should just change the question, actually.
They seem to just enjoy so much, it's like so high school, like they're just sitting there being like, no, we can't tell them how we fuck because you know we fuck. And it's like everyone fucks, man. There's nothing that you've done that we haven't seen on Pornhub.
I don't know, dude. Like that's what we were talking about last week. If they were like, what's my favorite way to decompress? And he's like, oh my God, you love stabbing newborns children in the face.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And then, you know, we like have sex in their blood.
What's your favorite?
Producer's like, what? Oh, wait, we can't say that on camera, right? We can't say that on camera? Oh, okay. All the producers are like, what the fuck?
Did he just incriminate himself? Oh, it must be when we go around driving to look for a 9-year-old so we could break their kneecaps. What? No, bro. Babe, no. We love killing squid.
Babe.
They just wheel one out. Show us. All right. What else?
Brain last.
Brain last.
No, you're nailing it. This is hilarious because I just know where you're going to go with this. What does my perfect day off look like?
I mean, there is no day off is the point.
She thinks that I work all the time.
When's the last time you had a day off?
When we went to Bora Bora in January.
Almost a year ago.
If I did have a day off, what would it look like? What did we do in Bora Bora that day? How long did we walk on that gravel road?
An eternity because we ate mushrooms. Those mushrooms were very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so your day off would be us wandering around on mushrooms?
Yes, and then what did we see at night as soon as the system of a down
UFO.
Song?
Oh, that's so cool. But maybe it's endearing, you know, that they're regular people.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe it's not like they're not trying to be over the top. Like, oh, we love to go to that $17,000 restaurant. It's like, no, I just want to walk on the beach, take mushrooms. Maybe that part is endearing.
No, but I think
yeah,
that,
Bora Bora. Yeah, the, yeah, yeah, true.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like their tone.
Their tone feels like they think what they do is really cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And maybe it's like not, they're not like trying. Maybe it's not true. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's how it seems to me, is that like they think that's really crazy and cool.
Yeah, maybe that's, you know, I don't know why I'm sitting here trying to be positive. This shit is goofy as fuck. This is
I just don't want more celeb beef, you know?
It's just objectively goofy.
Yeah.
To like get on camera and be like, we have sex. And we like drugs sometimes too. We are in Hollywood. We definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it, this whole thing feels sort of, and it, that's it. That's my commentary.
Yep.
Objectively weird.
And they saw a UFO too.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to know about. What do they see this UFO? Might have been ours.
For real.
I know. I was there. How many albums do I have?
He said he saw a UFO and she said that she was there. That's it?
Like, that seems like that should be the part of the story that you tell.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't care about your baby stabbing sex. Tell us about the UFO.
Yeah.
We want to know about that.
What?
Well, you're sitting on the sidelines eating a hot dog. There are people out here fucking executing.
No days off, baby.
Yeah.
MGK is the Gary V of pop punk.
Oh, very nice. So rich, wildly popular, an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know, man. This, I like, in one respect, I feel a little bit bad, like, bagging on them, but then they did this, so, yeah.
If I was an animal, what animal would I be? No,
yes,
I got tricked into reading that question. No, check it out.
Do you remember how you wanted them to show the photo of me as April O'Neil on the trampoline? Let's cut to this photo. You're gonna do a split screen.
Check me out.
Get ready. You can literally Google.
I don't understand what's happening. What's going on?
Do you remember when? What'd she say?
I don't know. What's the joke here?
I let's look for the photo.
Machine Gun Kelly photo. And then if you also Google any meerkat photo and you split screen those.
Oh, I hate you.
You cannot tell the difference. Do that right now. No one's ever looked more like an animal.
What animal does my personality remind you of?
Sometimes like a bunny rabbit, because you're sensitive and like also frightened and like fragile. And then other times like
dragon.
You say dragon, but it's mythological.
Pause it.
But
I don't want to see this anymore.
We're done.
I don't want to watch this
like anymore. Not a single more word out of these two. We're done.
I think the holes in my brain that I already had are way deeper now.
Like, I watched that and I feel like my brain is dolphin meat. Like, just smooth. Like, just
gorilla forehead.
No, that's rough. There's like lines in there. There's some degree of like memory.
Dolphin skin.
Yeah, just dolphin. No, the meat underneath that smooth ass shit. Just glistening, stupid, lobotomized.
This is me just feeding tube.
Yeah.
Just watching MGK, Megan Fox interviews. Meerkat.
Yeah. Well, now that we all have Swiss cheese brains, does the Swiss have the holes in it?
Yeah. I gotta eat a bar or something. I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna. What are we talking about on the bonus? Oh, Succession! I watched it last night. First episode.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's awful, right?
No. What? No.
I'm just doubling down on being a contrarian.
No.
Just on everything. It's literally good. The worst show ever. I should have directed it and wrote it. I would have did it way better.
No, it's good, and you're wrong. It's the best show, and we're going to talk about it in the bonus.
I literally could have wrote it, shot it, directed it, edited it, colored it, sound boomed it.
What's my favorite show?
Shot it. What's your favorite show?
What's my favorite show? I cannot wait for it to get cold, and I'm going to bundle up and eat some popcorn and watch this show.
You don't even have to say it, dude. Motherfucking Succession, dude.
Enough.
Ow. Ow. I don't want it. I don't want it anymore.
All right. Ow. I hit my fucking shoulder blade on the thing.
All right. Tune in to the bonus, everyone. We're going to murder Squid for the next hour. See you
That's
soon.
A real Squid Game.
Yeah. I'm just fucking.